Good morning. My name is Leah, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the second quarter 2016 earnings conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. David Rudnick, you may begin.
Thank you, Leah. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening to those of you who are joining us from China. Welcome to China Ceramics' second quarter 2016 earnings conference call. With us today are China Ceramics' Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Xiaodong Huang, and its Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Hen. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Huang, I remind our listeners that during this call, management's prepared remarks contain forward-looking statements which are subject to risks and uncertainties, and management may make additional forward-looking statements in response to your questions. Therefore, the company claims protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements that is contained in the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual results may differ from those discussed today. For a more detailed discussion of the risks and uncertainties in the company's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In addition, any projections as the company's future performance represent management's estimates as of today, September 28, 2016. China Ceramics assumes no obligation to update these projections in the future as market conditions change. To supplement the financial results presented in accordance with U.S. GAAP, management will make reference to earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, which we will call by its abbreviated name, EBITDA. EBITDA is a non-GAAP financial measure reconciled to net income, which the company believes provides meaningful additional information to better understand its operating performance. A table reconciling net income to EBITDA can be found in the earnings press release issued earlier today. And now it's my pleasure to turn the call over to China Ceramics Chairman and CEO, Mr. Xiaodong Huang, and China Ceramics CFO, Mr. Edmund Hen. Wei Shai Dai will be translating for Mr. Huang. Mr. Huang, you may proceed.
谢谢大卫。 我代表公司欢迎大家参加 2016年第二季度的财报电话会议。
Thank you, David. On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome everyone to our second quarter 2016 earnings conference call.
在2016年的第二季度，由于中国房地产和建材市场环境的持续下滑， 公司仍面临充分挑战的市场环境，第二季度销售额比同比下降 21%，2016年上半年的销售额同比下降呢 31%，然而因为出租生产线带来的收入加之税率降低， 我们第二季度的增利润比去年同期提高呢 22%。另外，由于我们仍保持精益模式生产，便比以往任何时候都更为加关注重创新创收，公司的现金流仍保持在合理的范围内。
For the second quarter of 2016, we experienced continued challenging market conditions due to the continued slowing in the real estate and building materials sectors. Sales volume declined 21% as compared to the year-ago quarter and fell 31% for the first six months of 2016 as compared to the year-ago 6 months. However, income derived from a lease contract and a lower tax rate enabled us to achieve a 22% increase in net profits in the second quarter as compared to the second quarter of 2015. Further, our cash flow remained reasonable as we continue to operate in a lean manner and are more focused than ever on generating income.
在第二季度，我们利用那年化2700万平方米瓷砖的生产设备，而公司前年的总 设计产能是7200万平方米的瓷砖。然而，出于产生现金流的考虑，我们已签署的合约，将恒大利工厂一条闲置生产线出租。该生产线的年化产能是 产能为1000万平方米瓷砖，与以往季度一样，我们依据市场环境，继续通过控制现有工厂产能的方式降低运营成本。我们将在经济形势好转时利用闲置产能。
During the second quarter, we utilized the production facilities capable of producing 27 million square meters of ceramic tiles per year, out of a total annual production capacity of 72 million square meters. However, in order to generate cash flow, we have entered into a contract to lease out an idle production line in our Han Valley facility that has the capacity to produce 10 million square meters of ceramic tiles. As we have in past quarters,We maintained a reduced utilization of existing plant capacity based on the current market environment in order to keep our operating costs low, and we will bring additional capacity online as the business environment improves.
在2016年以下的几个月，我们预计市场相对去年同期而言将会放缓。我们认为由于库存依然存在，限制的新的建设项目开工，现在的建材市场比往常更加具有周期性。长远来看，市场化仍是经济增长的重要部分。我们坚信房地产市场仍是中国经济的重要支柱。我们已经准备好充分利用房地产市场回弹的机会，因为大量小的竞争对手已经退出那市场。接下来我想请财务总监谢万先生来详细介绍公司第二季度的营收情况，谢谢。
For the remainder of 2016,We anticipate a slowdown as compared to last year. In our view, the building materials sector has become more cyclical than usual, as unsold real estate has yet to be worked through their distribution channels, which has limited new construction projects. In the long term, we believe that real estate will continue to be vital to China's economy, as it is underpinned by the urbanization, which is essential for domestic growth.We are well positioned to capitalize on an eventual rebound in the sector, as many smaller competitors have exited the place. With that, I would like to turn over the call to the company's Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Han, who will discuss the company's second quarter earnings results in more detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Huang. I will now move on to a more detailed discussion of our financial results.For the second quarter of 2016. Our revenue for the second quarter end June 30th, 2016 was RMB 206.5 million or US$31.1 million. A decrease of 20.6% from RMB 260 million or US$41.9 million in the second quarter of 2015.The year-over-year decrease in revenue was primarily due to a 21.2% decrease in sales volume to 6.6 million square meters of ceramic tiles from 8.4 billion square meters of ceramic tiles in the year-ago quarter. This was slightly offset by 0.6% increase.In average selling price to RMB 31.2 per square meter from RMB 31 per square meter in the year ago quarter. Gross profit for the second quarter end June 30, 2016 was RMB 32.2 million or US$4.8 million, a decrease of 10.1%from RMB 35.8 million or US$5.8 million in the year-ago quarter. The gross profit margin was 15.6% for the second quarter compared to a gross profit margin of 15.8% in the year-ago quarter. The improvement in gross margin was primarily driven by a 22.3% decrease in the cost of sales attributable to a decrease in depreciation due to the company's taking an asset impairment charge in the fourth quarter of 2015 that reduced the value of the company plants, property, and equipment, and a 0.6% increase in average selling price. Other income for the second quarter end, June 30, 2016, was RMB 5.3 million, or US dollar 0.8 million, as compared to RMB 0.3 million, or US dollar 0.04 million, for the second quarter of 2015. The year-over-year increase in other income was mainly due to a RMB 3.5 million or US dollar 0.5 million of rental income received from the company leasing out one of the production lines from its Hengdi facility pursuant to an 8-year lease contract, and RMB 1.7 million or US dollar 0.3 million attributable to recognition of the over provision of funds for the settlement of litigation. Profit from operations before taxes for the second quarter of 2016 was RMB 28 million, or US dollar 3.9 million, down 1.5% from RMB 26.4 million. Or US dollar 4.3 million in the year ago quarter. The year-over-year decrease in profit from operations before taxes was the result of the 10.1% year-over-year decrease in gross profit in the current period, offset by other income, which includes RMB 3.5 million in the rental income derived from the company leasing out one of the production lines from its handy facilities, and RMB 1.7 million attributable to recognition of the overprovision of fund for the settlement of litigation. Net profit for the second quarter of 2016 was RMB 23.5 million, or US dollar 3.5 million in the current quarter, up 22.4% from the RMB 19.2 million, or US dollar 3.1 million in the second quarter 2015. The year-over-year increase in the net profit was due to the increase in other income in current period from the year-ago period, and deferred tax asset being recognized from the accumulated loss attributed from the company subsidiaries, which lower the income tax expense in the current period. With this, two factors partially offset by the 10.1% year-over-year decrease in gross profit. Earnings per fully diluted share for the second quarter of 2016 on a basic and fully diluted basis were RMB 8.65, or US dollar 1.3, and RMB 7.81, or US dollar 1.18, respectively, as compared to basic and fully diluted earnings per share of RMB 7.53, or US dollar 1.2, in the second quarter of 2015, as adjusted for the 1-for-8 reverse stock split in June 2016. EBITDA was RMB 32.3 million, or US dollar 4.9 million, for the second quarter and June 30, 2016, down 27.1% from EBITDA of RMB 44.3 million, or US$7.1 million in the second quarter of 2015. For the first 6 months of 2016, revenue was RMB 340.6 million, or US$51.9 million, a decrease of 27.5% as compared to RMB 469.8 million, or US$75.8 million, for the 6 months end June 30, 2015. Gross profit for the first 6 months of 2016 was RMB 50.2 million, or US$7.7 million, up 1.2% from RMB 49.6 million, or US$8 million in the 6 months end June 30, 2015. Net profit for the 6 months end June 30, 2016 was RMB 29.5 million, or US$4.5 million, up 34.1% from net profits of RMB 22 million, or US$3.6 million for the same period of 2015. Earnings per basic and fully diluted share were RMB 10.86, or US$1.63. and RMB 9.81, or US$1.48, for the 6 months end June 30, 2016. And the earnings per fully basic and fully diluted share were RMB 8.62 in the same period of 2015. Turning to our balance sheet. As of June 30, 2016, we had a cash and bank balances of RMB 3.3 million, or US$0.5 million, as compared to RMB 0.5 million, or US$0.08 million, as of fiscal year end 2015. Our short-term bank borrowings were new as of June 30, 2016. Compared to RMB 40.1 million, or US$6.2 million as of December 31st, 2015. As of June 30th, 2016, inventory term was 181 days, compared to 131 days as of December 31st, 2015. The increase in inventory turnover days was primarily due to the 30.6% decrease in sales volume in the first half of 2016 to the sales volume of 15.4 million square meters of ceramic tiles in the first quarter of 2015. The company believes that its inventory is within reasonable aging parameters, and the currently challenging economic environment has caused a lower inventory turnover than normal. Trade receivables turnover was 258 days as of June 30, 2016, compared with 163 days as of December 31st, 2015. The increase in trade receivables turnover days was primarily due to a 20.6% decrease in revenue and in the second quarter as compared to the fourth quarter of 2015. The currently challenging economic environment has prompted us to offer extended credit terms to certain customers, resulting in a higher trade receivables turnover figure than normal. The company has sound relationship with its customers and does not believe that it will experience difficulties associated with collections from these accounts. asset class capacity, and capital expenditures update. In March 2016, the company entered into an 8-year contract to lease out one of the production lines from its Handley facility. The production line has the capacity to produce approximately 10 million square meters of ceramic tiles. The terms of contract is from March 1st, 2016 to February 29, 2024. And the contract stipulates for the receipt of rental income of RMB 15 million per year, including a 6% value added tax. The company believes that it is prudent to generate income from its unused production capacity from a third party rather than let it remain idle. Therefore, for the terms of 8-year lease, the company may only produce up to 20 million square meters of ceramic tiles from its Handley facility. And its maximum annual production capacity has been effectively reduced from 72 million square meters of ceramic tiles to 62 million square meters of ceramic tiles under the lease. For the second quarter of 2016, we utilized plant capacity capable of producing 27 million square meters of ceramic tiles annually out of total annual production capacity of 72 million square meters. Our Hangzhou facility has an annual production capacity of 42 million square meters of ceramic tiles, and we utilize the annual capacity capable of producing 16 million square meters of ceramic tiles. Our Hengdeli facility has an annual production capacity of 30 million square meters, of which we are leasing 10 million square meters of production capacity to a third party. And we utilize annual capacity capable of producing 11 million square meters of ceramic tiles. In terms of our CapEx, we reviewed the level of capital expenditure throughout the year and make adjustments subject to market conditions. Although the business conditions are subject to change, we anticipate a modest level of capital expenditure for the remainder of 2016, other than those associated with minimal upgrades, small repairs, and maintenance of equipment. Moving on to our business outlook. In the second quarter of 2016, we experienced a contraction in our sales volume compared to the second quarter of 2015 due to the effects of a slowdown in China's construction and real estate sectors. In the second quarter of 2016, the company's sales volume was 6.6 million square meters of ceramic tiles, a decrease of 21.2% as compared to sales volume of 8.4 million square meters of ceramic in the year ago quarter. For the first 6 months of 2016, sales volume of 10.7 million square meters of ceramic tiles, a decrease of 30.7% as compared to sales volume of 15.4 million square meters for the first 6 months of 2015. We believe that the current quarter decrease in sales volume is due to difficult macroeconomic and real estate conditions in China, as evidenced by slowing price growth, a reduction in new construction, and a decrease in residential properties sold in recent months. However, the average selling price for our products continued to increase, with the company's average selling price per square meter increasing 0.6% to RMB 31.2, as compared to an average selling price of RMB 31 per square meters of ceramic tiles in the year ago quarter. We expect the current challenging market conditions to continue for the second half of 2016, as potentially lower property investment coupled with higher land prices and could slow new property development. The rise in home prices slowed in July, which could also portend a possible slowing in demand. The challenging environment is exacerbated in smaller cities as those urban areas continue to have largest inventory of unsold homes. However, we believe that in the long-term economic fundamentals for growth are still in place, as the real estate and construction sectors underpinned by urbanization, which is essential to China's domestic growth. Further, the government has been supportive of the real estate sector over the last 2 years when it looked at a variety of action to spur demand. We typically receive orders from customer 2 months in advance of production on a rolling basis. We enter into a dealership agreement with customers and a sales or purchase contract each time a customer places an order. As of June 30th, 2016, our backlog was approximately RMB 143 million or US$21.5 million, which represents approximately the next 2 months of revenue as of the end of the second quarter. This compares to a backlog of approximately RMB 217.3 million or US$35 million as of June 30, 2015, a year-over-year decrease of 34.2%. Under normal circumstances, our backlog is an indicator of revenue that might be expected in the next quarter, though it is subject to change as a result of unforeseen business conditions and events including credit payment terms. In our view, China's urbanization trend will continue into foreseeable future and favor a sustainable building material sector. Government support for both affordable and senior housing should also generate opportunities for real estate companies. In addition, there is pressure to upgrade China's existing housing stock to meet today's building standards. We believe that our excellent brand recognition, market reputation, and wide array of high-quality products will meet our customers' needs as they plan new projects. As an update to class action litigation, the company previously disclosed that it had reached an agreement to settle the outstanding class action litigation in consideration of the payment by the company of US$850,000, US$310,000 in cash, and US$540,000 in the company common shares. On April 22, 2016, the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York issued a final order approving the settlement. The company remit US$310,000 in cash and issued $554,415 common shares in full certification of the terms of the settlement. The case was closed on August 2, 2016. At this point, we would like to open up the call to any question pertaining to the second quarter 2016. financial and operating performance. Operator.
At this time, if you have a question, press star then the number one. We'll pause for just a moment for the Q&A roster. Again, to ask a question, press star one. Again, to ask a question, press star one. Mr. Rutnick, I'll turn the conference over to you.
Okay, thank you, Leah. On behalf of the entire Transformers management team, we want to thank all of you for your interest and participation on this call. This concludes China Ceramics' second quarter 2016 earnings call. Thank you all very much.